Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor has sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Prime Minister says the historic conversation between Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi gave new direction to India's freedom movement. Israel agrees to a ceasefire with Iran, warns of a forceful response to any violation. US President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between Israel and Iran is now in effect, urges both nations to uphold it. Domestic benchmark indices soar amid hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. And in Test cricket, India and England are poised for a thrilling finish on the final day at Leeds this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Operation Sindoor sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. He said India has made it clear that no place is safe for those who harm Indian citizens. The Prime Minister was speaking at the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi today.
दुनिया ने ये भी देखा है कि भारत का सामर्थ्य क्या है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की कठोर नीति को दुनिया के सामने एकदम स्पष्ट कर दिया है हमने दिखा दिया है कि भारतीयों का खून बहाने वाले आतंकियों के लिए कोई भी ठिकाना सुरक्षित नहीं है आज का भारत देश हित में जो भी हो सकता है और जो भी सही है उसके हिसाब से कदम उठाता है आज सैन्य जरूरतों के लिए भी भारत की विदेशों पर निर्भरता लगातार कम हो रही हम डिफेंस सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भर हो रहे हैं और इसका प्रभाव हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भी देखा है हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा
Mr. Modi said the historic conversation between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi held a century ago at Shivagiri Mutt in Kerala gave new direction to the freedom movement and continues to inspire India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat.
आज समाज का हर वर्ग हर तबका एक आत्मविश्वास के साथ विकसित भारत के सपने को उसमें अपना योगदान दे रहा है स्वच्छ भारत मिशन पर्यावरण से जुड़े अभियान अमृत सरोवर का निर्माण मिलेट्स को लेकर जागरूकता जैसे अभियान हम जन भागीदारी की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहे 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की ताकत से आगे बढ़ रहे
He added that 100 years ago, when people feared speaking against societal evils, Sri Narayana Guru stood firm, guided by truth, service and a deep belief in harmony and equality. Mr. Modi said this inspiration continues to guide the nation on the path of Sabka Vikas.
श्री नारायण गुरु ने विरोध की परवाह नहीं की वो कठिनाइयों से नहीं डरे क्योंकि उनका विश्वास समरसता और समानता में था उनका विश्वास सत्य सेवा और सौहार्द में था यही प्रेरणा हमें सबका साथ सबका विकास का रास्ता दिखाती है यही विश्वास हमें उस भारत के निर्माण के लिए ताकत देता है जहां अंतिम पायदान पर खड़ा व्यक्ति हमारी पहली प्राथमिकता है
The event was also addressed by Union Minister George Kurian, Member of Parliament Adur Prakash and Sears from Shivagiri Mutt. Israel has agreed to US President Donald Trump's proposal for a ceasefire with Iran. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has stated that it has agreed to ceasefire after achieving its goal of removing Tehran's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. The statement also thanks the United States for their support and participation in eliminating the Iranian nuclear threat. Netanyahu also said Israel would respond forcefully to any violation of the ceasefire, Earlier today, Trump had said a ceasefire between Israel and Iran was now in place and had asked both countries not to violate it. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The ceasefire between Iran and Israel, announced by the United States President Donald Trump on June 23, follows a 12-day conflict marked by intense missile exchanges and retaliatory strikes. Trump declared a complete and total ceasefire, stating that both sides would wind down the ongoing military operations before the truce fully took effect, which is expected to be phased in over 24 hours. The ceasefire came after Iran launched missile strikes targeting Israel and the U.S. airbase in Qatar. The attack on the U.S. base was described as largely symbolic, with most of the missiles being intercepted and no casualties or significant damage reported. This mirrors Iran's January 2022 attack on the U.S. Al-Assad air base in Iraq, codenamed Operation Martyr Soleimani, which was a response to the U.S. assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. In 2020, Iran fired over a dozen ballistic missiles at U.S. air bases, but gave advance warning to Iraqi authorities and U.S. forces were able to take shelter, resulting in no immediate fatalities. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, amid the conflict in West Asia, 2,295 Indian nationals have now been brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 292 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi from Iran's Mashhad on a special flight in the wee hours today. An Indian Air Force C-17 flight also evacuated 165 Indian nationals from Israel under Operation Sindhu. The aircraft came from Amman to New Delhi this morning. The evacuees were received by Minister of State for Information, Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, upon their arrival in the national capital. Talking to media, Mr. Murugan said the passengers belong to 22 different states and they are all very happy to be back in the country.
Second aircraft from Israel came here. Almost 165 passengers are landed here. We welcomed them. And these 165 passengers from various 22 state peoples are there. They are all students and various work they are doing. Our government's priority, our Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's priority is to that wherever the war situation is there, or our Indians and our Indian diaspora peoples are struck, to evacuate. Our priority, our Prime Minister's priority, to evacuate them to safely to our nation, safely to our country.
India is also assisting friendly countries like Sri Lanka in the evacuation of their citizens, a report from our correspondent.
17 Sri Lankans in Israel have registered to travel on a special Indian government flight in view of the situation in the Middle East. Sri Lanka's ambassador, Nimal Bandara, said that the group will depart from Amman in Jordan to New Delhi on Wednesday. India is providing free transport from Tel Aviv to Amman and onward flight to Delhi, though travelers must arrange their own travel to Colombo. This effort had been welcomed by Sri Lanka, with Foreign Minister Vijay Thahirat thanking India for its timely assistance and calling it a reflection of the deep bonds and enduring partnership between the two nations. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government has taken several measures to reduce the burden on trade by cutting down tariffs to support manufacturing and promote export. Addressing the Exim Bank Trade Conclave 2025 in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman said the country's total exports reached an all-time high of $825 billion and achieved 6% growth over the previous year.
India's total exports reached an all-time high of $825 billion and achieving 6% growth over the previous year, and a significant leap of $466 billion over 2013-14. Then, if you look at it, I did mention, while the global exports grew only by 4%, India's exporters managed to fast-track and cross 6.3%.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed tomorrow. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on the 25th of June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency, the darkest phase of Indian history. The day commemorates the massive contributions of all those who endured the inhuman pains of the 1975 emergency. We have a report.
During the emergency, civil liberties were suspended and the government imposed a strict censorship on the press. The government choked critical newspapers by blocking advertisements. Journalists faced tax charges, press shutdown notices, and were also jailed. The emergency also witnessed the centralization of power and the mass arrest of opposition leaders, including Jayaprakash Narayan, L.K. Advani, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Morarji Desai, Madhu Dandavate. These actions were met with widespread criticism and protests. Sharing his thoughts during Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had described the declaration of emergency as a black spot on Indian democracy.
जब देश में आपातकाल लगाया गया, तब उसका विरोध सिर्फ राजनीतिक दायरे तक सीमित नहीं रहा, राजनेताओं तक सीमित नहीं रहा था, जेल के सलाखों तक आंदोलन सिमट नहीं गया था, जन-जन के दिल में एक आक्रोश था, खोए हुए लोकतंत्र की एक तड़प थी, आपातकाल में देश के हर नागरिक को लगने लगा था कि उसका कुछ छीन लिया गया है.
The emergency period was marked by various political movements and events, including the Nav Nirman agitation in Gujarat, Jayaprakash Narayan's movement in Bihar, and the railway strike led by George Fernandez. Mr. Fernandez, in handcuffs and shackles, raising his hand in defiance, is one of the most enduring photographs of the emergency era. People were detained without charges and there was illegal enactment of laws. The Maintenance of Internal Security Act, MISA, was the much abused statute. The era of emergency was the darkest period of independent India. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In a significant move to strengthen the Indian Army's operational readiness in counter-terrorism operations, the Ministry of Defence has cleared 13 contracts under the Emergency Procurement Mechanism. These contracts, amounting to 1,981 crore rupees, have been finalized against an overall sanctioned outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for the Indian Army. The equipment being procured includes integrated drone detection systems, bulletproof jackets, and night sights for rifles. The ministry said the procurement aims to enhance situational awareness, lethality, mobility, and protection for troops deployed in counter-terrorism environments. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.6% up in afternoon trade today, tracking global relief rally amid hopes of de-escalation in West Asia conflict. However, both the indices paired some of their gains secured in the initial trade. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 464 points to 82,361, and the NSE Nifty 50 added 159 points to 25,131 when reports last came in. In the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, the final day's match between India and England will be played at Leeds this afternoon. Chasing a target of 371 runs set by India, England were 21 without loss at stumps on day 4 yesterday. They now need 350 more runs on the final day, while India must take all 10 wickets to win the match. Earlier, India were bowled out for 364 in their second innings, following a late collapse in the final session. Reigning javelin world champion Neeraj Chopra will be back in action at the prestigious Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 athletics meet in Czechia tonight. Chopra's event is scheduled to begin at 10:30 p.m. IST. Neeraj Chopra was scheduled to compete at the Golden Spike in both 2023 and 2024, but had to withdraw on both occasions due to injury. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor has sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Prime Minister says the historic conversation between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi gave new direction to India's freedom movement. Israel agrees to a ceasefire with Iran, warns of a forceful response to any violation. US President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between Israel and Iran is now in effect, urges both nations to uphold it. Domestic benchmark indices soar amid hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. And in Test cricket, India and England are poised for a thrilling finish on the final day at Leeds this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.